My guest at this time is Jennifer Burke. She is the National Outreach Director at theteaparty.net. That's the nation's largest grassroots Tea Party group. Again, theteaparty.net. She joins me today to respond to a new fundraising effort by Florida Democratic Congressman Alan Grayson, who's been known for some pretty outrageous statements and comments in the past. He is now the congressman for Florida's 9th Congressional District, and in his latest fundraising effort, he depicts a burning cross with two Klansmen in the background, and then the T formed by the cross eventually spells out Tea Party, and the caption reads, "Now you know what the T stands for." And Jennifer is here to react to that. Jennifer, like I said before, Alan Grayson is known for some pretty bombastic things. What do you make of this?
You know, I know Alan Grayson's history. He's known for saying things that are beyond inflammatory. This, however, I thought was beyond belief. I initially didn't realize it was a fundraising email. I thought it was someone just had that to go along with what Grayson said on Al Sharpton's show. But when I realized it was a fundraising email, I was absolutely appalled for a couple of reasons. Number one, he's taken the history of the Democrat Party, because they were the party of the KKK. They were the ones that were burning crosses and lynching black people and shooting them because they were the wrong color. And he's applying that horrible time in our history to a group of people who simply want a constitutionally limited government and who want the government to respect the freedoms that that Constitution grants us and our God-given rights. I find it absolutely appalling, not just as a black Tea Party activist, but as a human being and as a former teacher, because he's totally distorting history and what the Constitution stands for.
Jennifer, Grayson apparently responded and defended this fundraising email to FoxNews.com. According to the Fox story, it says he, quote, cited a litany of examples where the Tea Party attacked President Obama by citing his race, including recurring themes that he is a Kenyan and a Muslim. He says one could go on and on because there is overwhelming evidence that the Tea Party is the home of bigotry and discrimination in America today, just as the KKK was for an earlier generation. If the shoe fits, wear it. So he's clearly doubling down here. He's not backing away from this at all.
You know, one thing that Alan Grayson is not known for, if you ask me, is just being of sound mind. I don't know how the people of Florida reelected that man. Does he want to say the same thing about his people on the right who are accusing Ted Cruz of being a communist and accusing his father of being a Cuban communist, when in reality his father was beaten almost to death fighting against communism in Cuba? There's going to be smatterings of people here and there everywhere. I can tell you, I've spoken at many Tea Party rallies. I've interacted with Tea Party people around the country. The only time I've experienced racism was in response of the left's response to me, calling me an Uncle Tom or an Aunt Thomasina, or telling me I hate my race, I must loathe, what kind of a black person am I to stand with the Tea Party. That's the only time I've experienced an attack. And to take a small number of people who may or may not, Tea Party rallies have been infiltrated by people from the outside. Anyone can post on any Tea Party wall anywhere, and apply that to the millions of Americans who simply want a constitutionally limited government is disgusting. I've said it before, and I will continue to say it. Hurling that racist accusation against the Tea Party has been an effort to shut us up. Because historically in the past, you accuse someone of being racist, you shift the conversation, and instead of them making their point, which is typically based on fact, which is what we on the right do, they do so, they shift and make you defend how you're not a racist. Well, it hasn't shut us up, and so you see people like Alan Grayson heightening this incendiary attack against the good men and women of the Tea Party movement.
As you mentioned, he was first elected in 2008, soundly defeated in 2010, ran in a new district in 2012 and won with 63% of the vote, which makes it suggest that that's probably a relatively safe Democratic district. Do you think, after comments like this, that he's vulnerable even in a district that might lean substantially to the left?
I would hope he's vulnerable. People need to start seeing beyond what letter is beside a person's name and look instead to what that person stands for, what that person is saying. Nobody, no sitting congressman, should have this level of incendiary defamation against Americans who simply want a constitutionally limited government. And I hope that the people of Florida, instead of sitting there cheering for this kind of thing, are sitting there embarrassed, thinking, we've got to get this man out. He is a horrible representative for this state and this nation.
We're talking with Jennifer Burke, National Outreach Director of TheTeaParty.net. And Jennifer, given what we've all been through in the past few weeks with the government shutdown, the debt ceiling, and all that's essentially been punted till early next year, you've got the Democrats, Harry Reid, President Obama essentially blaming the quote-unquote Tea Party movement. You've even got a lot of Republicans who didn't agree with the strategy over the past several weeks, blaming the Tea Party for what happened. Obviously, most folks who are either involved with the Tea Party or support your efforts are telling you, right on, keep going for it. So where do you think the Tea Party movement stands as a result of where we've been the last month or so?
You know, I think the Tea Party movement stands stronger, actually. I mean, I think we have someone that has emerged, or a few people that have emerged in D.C. as standing on principle and standing for the Constitution, despite being fought from both sides of the aisle, those on who share their side on the supposedly on the right and those on the left. And I think the Tea Party has shown that we're not going to be silenced, even through intimidation tactics, whether it's coming from the GOP side or from the left. And we've also demonstrated that we will counter those attacks and lies with the truth, because the government partial shutdown was done so based on so many lies and accusations. The Ted Cruz was accused of not wanting 100% of what he wanted or nothing else, when that's exactly what Barack Obama and Harry Reid, they wanted exactly what they wanted and nothing less. And they were taking their desires and actually projecting it onto the Tea Party. They then tried the campaign of pain against the American people to see if that'll get the people to just say, give in, and it didn't work. The American people are tired of this tyranny that we're seeing rising in America, and we will fight for our Constitution. I don't care what the name calling is.
And finally, what should folks know about TheTeaParty.net?
I want folks to know that we here at TheTeaParty.net are not giving up the fight against big overbloated government. If we don't continue the fight, then we're not going to recognize this country in the next 3 years. We're continuing the fight against Obamacare, which is, I believe, unconstitutional. The Supreme Court did not have the right to change words in order to say it's now constitutional with our bankrupt Obamacare site. You can find out more information about the plan to bankrupt Obamacare and make it financially insolvent by going to that site. And we are continuing to hold our elected officials accountable, looking forward to helping to host the next Tea Party caucus, because our elected officials need to know that we are watching what they do. We're not just listening to what they say, we're watching what they do, and we'll report it back to the American people so that we have an informed populace when they vote.
Jennifer, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jennifer Burke is National Outreach Director at TheTeaParty.net. That's the nation's largest grassroots Tea Party group. Again, TheTeaParty.net. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.